All right, everybody. I'm glad to have everybody on the call tonight. This is Paul Hopkins with Amazing Grace, and we want to welcome everybody on the call tonight from different parts of the country. And I've just been talking to some of the people from several places, and I want to let you all know tonight I want to work a little bit or talk a little bit more about the research, but from a little bit different standpoint. We've been talking about the clinical trials and the things that have been done in the local hospitals, but in North Carolina here. But the thing we'd like to talk about tonight is the vast amount of research that's out there all over the country. Several of you have received a copy of the book called Muscadine Medicine. Now, this was written by three PhD doctor researchers down at the University of Georgia, and these people have been studying and doing clinical trials for drug companies for many, many years. And they got really tired of all the information and the misinformation and the drug information that was out there and all the side effects of drugs. And they were really interested in the natural things. And so these three doctors got together and they made a research study. And they were looking for the one fruit or vegetable in all the world that had the most nutrients in one place. Now, we know from our research at the prestigious university in North Carolina, where a lot of millions of dollars of private-funded researches went on, that Dr. Vitalin in that research said that you can take nutrients from an orange and from a peach and from cucumber and from all kinds of different things. You can take the different nutrients and put them together, and there are a number of products out there on the market that have took nutrients from a pomegranate and from a acai berry and from a goji berry and different things, and they've added all those nutrients together in one product, and the product is good. It does have some benefit, and especially if they use all natural products, but Dr. Vitalin said, your body can tell the difference. If the nutrients are all together in one fruit or vegetable, the way they were made in nature, there is a synergy about the different nutrients. And nature knew how to put what those things together, or if you want to say it like we do, God knew what he was doing, and God put the certain nutrients together that would provide good results in different areas of the body. And we know that certain herbs or certain nutrients from certain plants are really good for certain things. Like one herb that's been used for many years is quercetin, is really great for allergies or for all kind of respiratory problems and everything. Lobelia is a natural plant that is great for opening the lungs and relaxing the lungs and causing you to breathe much better if you have asthmatic conditions and things like that. It does a natural thing like the drug theophylline. The drug theophylline is given to people with asthmatic problems and everything, and the lobelia does the same thing naturally. Well, there's a number of other things, such as ellagic acid. They found out that it's in red raspberries, and it's really great to help fight cancer. There's a lot of other good cancer-fighting herbs and nutrients out there in nature, and they grow in the highlands and in the herbal places. And they don't grow out in most people's yards. They grow back in the woods and back in the mountains and things. But the herbal nutrition is well established that different ones help to support different parts of the body. But what doctors Greenspan and those down there at the University of Georgia, they wanted to find this synergy. They wanted to find something all over the world. They didn't care whether it was an apple from New Guinea or whether it was a pear from Texas, or whether it was some exotic bean from the Amazon, or whether they could find a grape in France, or they didn't care what it was. They wanted to find the one thing that had the most nutrients in it of anything in the world, and they researched a number of different things, and they found out that the muscadine grape, which grows right in the southeastern United States, It grows from about Maine down to Texas, mostly in North Carolina, South Carolina, and Georgia, right across the hottest, humid region of the Southeast. And the muscadine grows in people's backyards everywhere. But they found that it had more nutrients than any other fruit or vegetable in the whole world. Well, in going through this, and in the muscadine medicine book, it's about 3/8 of an inch thick. It has a number of tremendous things in there. And George and I were just talking before we got on tonight that there are so many good things in that book. If you don't have a copy of it, get a copy of it at your local bookstore or order it online or contact us and we'll get you a copy of the Muscadine Medicine book. Because if you go in there and research all the things that they have done and said and worked out with their research, they said that the muscadine is more powerful than medicine and that it will actually try to root medicine out of the body because it views all medicine as a poison. And so they said it's actually stronger than any of the medicines that are on the market and better for you because it's totally natural. Well, they went into the research and they found that it had so many different nutrients in it. It had gallic acid. It has ellagic acid, it has quercetin, it has a host of antioxidants and nutrients and amino acids and all kind of mineral acids and good nutrition for the body, things that you know, normally will find in other different fruits and vegetables and things, but it's all contained right there in the muscadine and in proportionate amounts that the body can use. And, of course, since it's like an herb, it draws up all of its nutrients through the roots, and it draws them up in an ionic form. And so you have the nutrition of all these other different things all rolled up into one. Powerful, tremendous, nutrient-rich, antioxidant-rich source of nutrition for you. We believe that it's honestly the most economic way to nourish your cells. And so if you go into that book and look in the back part of it, they have cited 482 different research papers that have been researched and the work has been done at a number of hospitals and universities and research facilities all over the United States. Now, 482 papers tells us there's been a lot of research done at a lot of different places. So we feel like that there is so much science, so much research behind the muscadine, it has to be one of the best products all in one that we've ever seen. Of course, you all have heard me talk about how that it's great for helping cholesterol. It helps the body balance the blood sugars. It helps to actually rid the body of cancer. It's a tremendous cancer fighter. It is a great antioxidant, has more antioxidant strength than anything else. And one thing that everybody is just buzzing about all over the country, and especially the news organizations, is talking about the great advances that are going to be in the next little while about anti-aging and about Alzheimer's. And the research is that they're going to research the skin of the red wine grape. Well, the red wine grape comes from France. That's where they found their studies, and they did a lot of studies. The French people have had a long history of not having so much heart disease, and yet they drink red wine, and they eat high-fat foods and everything. So they wondered how this could be. And so the researchers done an extensive amount of research and found out that it's what they call the French paradox. And they have eliminated all the other different things, and they found out that the resveratrol in the red wine grape skin is what they believe is responsible for this great anti-aging, great help for the heart and everything. And so they're very excited about it, and they've done a tremendous amount of research. Well, the muscadine, in its natural form, with the skin and the seed, has over 44 times as much resveratrol as the red wine grape, and it's totally natural. Now, if you have this much resveratrol naturally in one product along with all the other nutrients and antioxidants and all the strength that is there, then it's a tremendous thing for us to look into. Economically, we believe it's the best. I have a doctor friend in Tennessee, Dr. Harnish, years ago, done an extensive amount of research in hospitals and universities for 6 years. He went and researched the research in all kinds of research facilities and hospitals across the Southeast. And Dr. Harnish said that it had been proven that a capsule of grape seed, and at that time, this has been 12, 15 years ago when we were talking about it, he was doing a lot of teaching for us. And he said that the research proved then, because we were selling a vinifera grape, the difference between the vinifera grape and the muscadine is the vinifera grape only has 19 pairs of chromosomes. The muscadine has 20 pairs. And that's why the researchers think it has so much more nutrition. But the 19 pairs of chromosomes in a regular wine grape or cluster grape, Concords and all kind of good grapes that you get, table grapes and wine grapes, the seed of that grape is still very powerful. It's just not nearly as powerful as the muscadine grape. As I said, muscadine is 44 times more stronger than the other grapes. But even with the vinifera grape, Dr. Harnish told us that people are taking, and there is just literally millions of people across America right now that are taking an 81-milligram aspirin every day to help thin their blood, to keep them from having heart attacks and strokes and everything, and they're really concerned about it. Well, we know from all the research that has been passed down through the years that an aspirin actually causes stomach bleeding. And so think about your market out there, people. You got millions of people, literally, that are taking an 81-milligram aspirin a day when they could, the research has proved in the hospitals that a grape seed capsule each day would give them far, far more nutrition. It will naturally thin their blood as much as the aspirin, but it has no side effects such as stomach bleeding. It has no side effects that causes other drug reactions and all of that that you have from a drug. So you have a tremendous market just over that one little thing. But on top of that, the muscadine is so much stronger and better. It has all the antioxidant strength. It has all the cancer-fighting strength. It has all of the allergy-fighting strength. And it also helps to balance the blood sugar. So you have a much, much more tremendous product with the muscadine grape. And then we've added the skin in the amazing grape product. And the skin actually has more of the anti-aging, more of the antioxidant strength than actually the seed itself. The seed has about 67% of the nutrients in the grape, according to the researchers. The skin has about 27% of the nutrients, and the pulp or the juice of the muscadine has only about 5% of the nutrients. But we're finding people that like the juice, that it actually does a great deal to help them with regularity. It helps the skin to become cleaner and kind of purges a lot of the stuff out of the skin. We have doctors that are using the Amazing Grape product to detox their patients because, obviously, it's a seed. Whenever that you take seed of any kind of things into the body, and especially any kind of parasite cleanse, is going to have a lot of different seeds in it. It's going to have pumpkin seeds, and it's going to have different kinds of seeds, and it's also going to have probably black walnut hulls and a number of different things that are what we call bitter herbs from the scriptures. And these bitter herbs are what runs the parasites out of the body. I have a little fun out of it. I tell people that when you take all these seeds into the body, the parasites and all of the bad pathogens, things in your body, the germs and all these little things that are microscopic and even some of them are bigger, the worms and the tapeworms and the things like that, they take off out of the body. They say, golly, I can't stand the taste of this. I don't like this. Let's get out of here. Let's go to McDonald's. Well, you know, we can have a little fun with it, but really parasites cause a great deal of the problems of the human body. We have read the research by Dr. Hulda Clark out in California. She did an extensive research, and she said that she took 100 patients who had parasites, which most every one of us do have, and she run the parasites out of them, and all their cancers went away. All of them got better. All of them went on living healthy lives. And so we want to get rid of the parasites in the body. We want to detox the body. We want to get rid of a lot of the toxins and things. And your muscadine grape seed and skin product is a good way to start because it actually does a lot of those things for the body. Well, you know, that back in the old West, we had what we call snake oil salesmen. And so people have asked me, they say, well, Paul, is this a cure-all? Is this something that's going to just fix everything? Well, no, it's not. We would like for it to, and we honestly believe if more young people would begin to take the muscadine seed and skin product, we believe that there would be far, far less health problems, far less joint problems, far less cholesterol problems. Blood sugar problems would probably be reduced drastically, and we would have a much more healthy society if more people would get started taking grape seed, even in their teens and in their early years, and start out looking after their bodies a lot better. We think it would be a great thing for people everywhere. But I tell people it's not a cure-all. It does have some limitations, and it doesn't address everything that the body has, but it addresses more things in one nutrient than anything I've ever worked with. And I've been in the herb business about 35 years. I've been in network marketing about as long. And when I look back over the career of all the herbs that I've worked with probably 400 different herbs. We've had, you know, hundreds of them in different companies I've worked with. And I've researched and I've watched these. I've looked at the results. And when I first started working with grapeseed about 5 years ago, I had to do a little soul searching. I had to go back and look at all the years that I've been promoting different kinds of herbs for different kinds of problems. And I've been telling people for most of that 35 years that there is no need for a cure for cancer. We don't need to cure cancer. We've never needed to cure cancer. And I'll stand on my statement of that. We just need to address what the body really needs. If we give the body good nutrition, and the researchers at a prestigious university here in North Carolina have just proved this, and they have shown us the results. They've told us how it does it. They have a name for it. The medical community has been using it for years. They know what I'm talking about. When I tell you that when you take herbs, when you take good nutrition into the body, it actually is going to turn on a kill switch in that bad cell, that mutated cell that is starting to form into a cancer, and the medical term for it is apoptosis. It is going to actually push that bad cell out of the body, and then you're free of cancer. And that's what the whole thing with cancer is. It's eradicated. You just push it out of the body. Give the body the nutrition it needs, and it'll push it out of the body. It's been doing it for hundreds and thousands of years. It will still continue to do it. And if the medical community would embrace that, it would make a huge difference. But folks, they can't make any money off of selling something for $33 that gets rid of different problems that people have. But they can make some money off of charging $150,000 for chemotherapy. And the chemotherapy actually goes in and kills a lot of the good cells. So when I talk about the experience that I've had in it, I'm not the smartest cookie in the thing at all. I have people, doctor friends, toxicologists, nutritionists that I listen to. I just soak them up. I go to their seminars. I listen to them on tape. And I recommend that you do the same. Look up, search out these people, and you'll find there are some really good, serious nutrition people in the country. Toxicologists, doctors, nurses, nurse practitioners, pharmacists, people like that. And the information that they can give you and the research information and the experience that I've had over the years researching and watching the results of a number of different herbs, like I say, hundreds of different herbs. And I've got really good results out of them. But whenever that I started in the grapeseed business, as I said, I had to do a little soul searching, and look back over that career, I've actually helped more people get over more problems with grape seed than anything I've ever worked with. And I was using the vinifera grape. I was using the grape that is far, far less significant than the muscadine. Now, in the last 3 or 4 years, and actually the most of the research that has been done since 2003. And they are showing more and more prestigious universities, more people are coming into the field, the biomedical people are starting to look at it, and the research people all over the country are really getting the sense that there must really be something exciting going on with the muscadine grape. Now, there are more vineyards planting the muscadine grape across the country. Our vineyard is actually the largest and oldest muscadine vineyard in North Carolina. It is a beautiful, beautiful vineyard located in the middle of the state, in the eastern, middle, central part of the state of North Carolina. There are about 125 other growers in the eastern regions of North Carolina that are beginning to convert their tobacco fields to muscadines. There's a lot of wineries popping up all over North Carolina. Most of them use other types of grapes. They use wine grapes and stuff for their wines and their vintage there. But there is a number of people already including a lot of muscadine in their vineyards and increasing that more and more. And as I say, there's about 125 growers in eastern North Carolina that are growing muscadines. There's about 50 muscadine growers in the western part of North Carolina. And the chemist that works with us at the vineyard that we work with, which, as I say, is the largest and oldest in North Carolina, this chemist is so keen on the quality and the integrity of the product, and he's actually lecturing to all of the other vineyard growers. They come together at that vineyard, and they also, he works in the laboratories all over the state of North Carolina, and he is helping to develop the strains that are resistant to harsh weather climates and things like that so they can actually grow more muscadines in the mountain areas of North Carolina. Tremendous researcher himself, has done a tremendous amount of research on the muscadine, is working with us as we begin research and work on other products. We want to put together a few combination products, including the muscadine, that will make a huge difference for people. And then I get to the price. We have said, and I've stated before tonight, that we believe that the muscadine is the most economical way for you to nourish your body. And in doing that, we charge $33. We think we got a great price. We're very happy with that price, and that's the retail price of the product. And so I want to say just a little bit before we get through here, and I know our time is running short, but when you think about the price of any network marketing product, you want to look and see if it's been jacked up totally out of reason. Now, anytime somebody gets in a network marketing company and they're charging you $100 or $150 for something you can get online free or for an ebook or something like that, you can just rest assured that that's just a recruiting scheme. The attorney generals don't like it, and we don't like it. We don't like dog and pony shows. We don't have any hype. We don't have any bull at this company. All we have is wonderful, tremendous, solid research from all over the country at a number of different universities, and then we have a fair price. If you go in a health food store in most any part of the country, and there is a number of them in most any large town, and you look at a grape seed product, you're going to find that that grape seed product has vinifera grape in it. And the vinifera grape is the one that only has 19 pairs of chromosomes. It's the bunch grape. But 50 milligrams to 100 milligrams in a capsule will run you anywhere from $18.95 to $29.95. It's got 100 milligrams. They charge $29.95 for the package. Now, you don't know the research and you don't know the fillers and things that's put in there because the average capsule, the size that we use to package Amazing Grape, will hold 650 milligrams of product. And so if there's 100 milligrams in the capsule that they're selling you, you can rest assured that there has to be some fillers. And the fillers is usually, if you look on the outside of the bottle, it'll say cellulose. In other words, that's wood fibers, or that's leaves and sticks and roots ground up and made into fillers. Your body just takes them on through. It don't really do you any good, but that's the fillers that are in the capsules. Well, our capsules have 650 milligrams of pure muscadine, grape seed, and skin. We have no preservatives. We have no additives. We have no fillers. We have nothing but the muscadine seed and skin, and it's 650 milligrams. So if you buy 100 milligrams in your health food store for $29.95, we give you 650 milligrams, and we charge $33, and we'll ship it free right to your door anywhere in the United States. We ship it free. Now, with free shipping to your door, so you don't even have to drive your car down to the health food store, with 650 milligrams as opposed to 100 milligrams, think about the price of it. And yet this is set up as a network marketing company, and a doctor is who asked me to set this up as a network marketing company. So we set it up so that people could buy a product at a reasonable price and still be able to pull a few commissions out of there that would help those people to build an economic situation for them. And we put it together for you. It's all on the website, AmazingGrape.com. If other people invited you on this call tonight, we want you to get back with those people and talk to them about the product. And look at this research. As by all means, as I've said and stated, try to get you a copy of the Muscadine Medicine book and look at all the different research. Look at the 482 test papers in there, research papers. One of our doctors, a noted diabetic specialist for 40 years, has went through and researched every one of those 482 papers, and he's told us clearly that the muscadine grape, in his estimation, one of the greatest herbs that have ever been sought after, and he said if people will just get on it and stay on it, it will eventually reverse their diabetic condition, and it will make a huge difference in their life. With this having been said, we have a tremendous amount of research. You have a tremendous product. You have 650 milligrams in a capsule, 60 capsules in a bottle. That's a full month supply, two capsules a day. Nourish your body. Give it the nutrients so that it can be healthy, and that's our slogan. Get healthy and stay healthy. With that, we want you to know that you have a great product. You have a huge market out there across the country for, as I said a while ago, with the aspirin people, with the diabetic people. And we don't want to just go after sick people or people who are having health problems. We want people who are in good health or relatively good health to begin to take a nutrient-rich product now while they're healthy so they will stay healthy even for years to come. People, I really do appreciate all you folks being on the call tonight from all over the country, and I hope this has been kind of a new side of the research and everything, and I urge all of you to get working on learning and studying that and then present it to your customers and your people, and you'll get the results just like everybody else has. We do appreciate y'all being on the call tonight and look forward to talking to you again on next Monday evening. Be sure to bring more of your people onto the call, and we'll look forward to talking to you next Monday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Daylight Saving Time. Until then, this is Paul Hopkins. I want to bid all of you a good evening.
Good night.